Live.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey,
five,
everybody.
6, 7, 8.
Welcome back to It's Been Forever.
Hey.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Casey.
Dang it.
No, I'm second.
I know. Well, like, I kind of wanted to jump in because I didn't know if you were going to do it.
What do you
if
think
you were
going to
follow
gonna
along
be...
with the bit?
Come on.
Yeah, fine. Okay,
You're just not super musical. I don't know.
Okay. Wait, actually, funny thing about, okay, speaking of being musical, I have two comments. As okay. Casey hyperventilates. One, I saw Wicked for the first time.
Oh, yeah. How
over
was
the weekend.
That?
And it was really
did
good.
You like it?
I did. Good. I gave it a solid.
Did it change your life? Come on. Tell me.
Yeah.
Are you,
oh my gosh.
Are you holding space?
Forever. I'm. Something about that just cringes me out.
Oh, wait. The whole thing was terrible.
It's a solid. Okay. 8.7. As a movie, but 10 out of 10 for, like, the musicality.
Okay, that's actually exactly what I said, Kira.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, like, that exact but, score?
Yeah, I said,
wait,
I think I said 8.
I thought
I
was
I said 8
original.
For the movie, 10
okay.
for 10 on music.
Okay.
Check the receipts.
Dang, check the receipts. Receipts, timelines, proof. Well, I did think it was really good.
Yeah.
And I did see it at, like, 3 p.m. so that I didn't fall asleep.
Oh, good job. I'm proud of you.
So
wait, is it still in theaters?
Yeah. Still in theaters.
Really?
Oh, wow. I'm gonna go see it again.
I don't know when it's not gonna be in theaters, but it
probably
definitely
soon.
Was.
Probably soon.
And I took one of my friend's daughters. She just turned 9, so it was kind of like her birthday present.
Aww,
and
so
it was
cute.
Actually so cute. Shout out to her name's Misha. If you listen to this podcast, which hopefully you don't, because just
we've got a little more PG-13 this season.
I don't think your mom would love this. But I asked her what she would rate it, and she was like, a 9 out of 10. And I was like, oh, okay. And
okay,
I was like,
right,
what?
Girl.
Right? I was like, well, what, like, is the one point? Like, why didn't it get a 10 out of 10? She said, well, honestly, it's the principle of Elphaba being wicked. I didn't like that. And I was like, girl, what?
She knows what her morals are. I like it.
Literally.
Like it.
And she was like, it was the whole principle of it. And I was like,
I definitely did not say principle when I was 9.
No.
No. I literally was like, this is Daytona's kid, which is funny because if you knew her mom, like, she just, like, she's the best, but it's so something that she would also kind of say in a serious but kind of joking
like
manner.
That.
So the
funny.
Fact that her 9-year-old daughter was like, it's the principle of Elphaba. I was like, literally, you know, when you're like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I thought I was just really good. I'm not even thinking about any principles.
I just liked it.
Mm-hmm. I just liked it.
So
anyways, it was good.
When I was in Pennsylvania with my family, I had, like, my nieces and everyone watch it. It's, on Amazon now. You can, like, rent it. So we watched it. We didn't end up finishing it because, you know, there's 5 kids and they're all, like, all over the place.
And the movie's, but really long.
It's really long. We got probably half an hour into it, though, I will say, which is pretty good.
Like, 3-0?
30.
Minutes?
30 minutes into it. Yeah.
That's
which
good?
Is, like, zero plot line.
Oh, for a 4-year-old?
That's one song.
One of them
okay,
is
that's
four.
Fair.
That's
one of them
one
is four.
Song.
But at the beginning, I realized I was like, have they even seen The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, shit.
Like,
they're probably like, what?
Which the older ones had, the younger ones didn't, but they were playing with Legos during it anyways.
So
but my niece, Lydia, she's, how old is she? She's 8.
Is she
and
really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? She's 8 and she kept she was sitting on my lap and she kept leaning over and asking me questions like, wait, but she's dead. You know, like, about Elphaba, like, wait, how is, and I, so I'd be like, okay, but this is just a story. It's like, is she just telling a story the whole time? Like, she kept asking questions like that. And finally,
but
my
like,
sister, my sister, her mom was like, Lydia, just watch. You'll find out. Mm. And she, a couple seconds later, under her breath, I heard her say, but I have so many questions.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wait,
like, she was just,
you.
Like, so confused. And so, it lasted 30 minutes. And then they were all like, another time.
That's so funny.
They're gonna have to do it in part 4, like in 4 parts.
Go back, watch Wizard of Oz, and
that's actually point five.
That's
take some
pretty
notes.
Important.
Which honestly, I hadn't seen The Wizard of Oz in forever, so I'm like, how does it end? You know, when you're like, oh, they're like going down the brick road.
Honestly,
like,
you kind of forget how it ends a little bit,
right?
Because
like, can
you
even
just
tell
like,
me?
You find out that the wizard isn't actually real, and then you kind of just.
Oh,
I kind
and
of
they go to the Wicked Witch for some reason. I don't really remember why. And they threw water on her.
Yeah. Well, he said, get me the broom of the Wicked Witch.
The broom. That's it?
Yeah. That's all he wanted. And then they're like, but that means we have to kill her. And I was like, I don't think it means that. Just go snatch it from her.
It kind of got violent for like no reason. Yeah. Again, the principal.
We're pacifists, okay?
Yeah.
They're not Mennonites.
That's huge pacifist over here. Okay, I did have another.
Okay.
Sorry,
I have a question about part two. Have you guys seen the whole Wicked though?
No.
Like,
so I'm trying to shield myself.
I've accidentally seen like spoilers. It gets so good. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I have so many questions about part two because I am like, how does it continue?
There's so many things I didn't realize.
Accidentally find out one thing and I didn't mean to, so I'm just gonna try not to find out any more things.
What did you find out?
Don't go on social media.
Don't look at me, Kira.
Don't look
or okay, don't listen. Take your headphones off.
Just don't do something.
Scarecrow. I found out the scarecrow thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like the whole dancing through life, when I listened to it through that lens, I was like, wait, this is so obvious.
Crazy. Yes. No, there's so many things that once I figured out, I was like, oh, well, all of these songs are giving these away.
Kind of Bach-ish too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly who he is. I can't remember who he is, but I'm trying not to think about it too much. But I know that all the songs are like, blah, blah, blah,
yep.
Blah. And I love how I'm hiding, like, this is doing something, but it doesn't matter.
Totally holding your hand up to the microphone. Okay, come back, Keek. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, you go on what you were going to say.
Oh, well, I was just going to make fun of an Instagram reel that Casey had sent us.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of musicals, I haven't laughed that hard in a while. So
okay, I just sent it actually not that long ago, Mayor.
It was like it's actually 2 minutes hilarious. Before I hopped on. So good. So essentially, listeners, we send each other, I mean, reels all the time. Really, I'm probably the one that's not as active.
Yeah.
But it really shows.
We send a lot of TikToks and we send a lot of reels. Just
correct.
Constant rotation.
And it really highlights, you know, what our feed is like. Mayors are always the most
bizarre. Mayor has the weirdest algorithm.
Algorithm, guys, I think I just need to start over.
I think you need to delete your account and just start fresh, to be honest.
I either send church stuff or I send kind of unhinged things. There's not really in between.
Okay, Unhinged, I want you to go watch it now just so that can you put it up to the mic?
Put it up
so
to the mic.
The listeners can hear because it is that good. And again.
Wait, me?
You want me to you.
Okay.
Because I already know what's happening, but I think it's best to get your raw reaction live on the pod.
Okay, so just for context, this is a reel of a guy who is singing a song and he's doing a duet. So it's like the me part is this color and the you part is this color. So, you know, back in like 2020 TikTok era when everyone was doing duets and stuff. Okay. It's that type of vibe. So go ahead and play the video now with that context.
And do you want me to put the video up to the camera too?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess the video, not necessarily, like at least the sound.
Just the sound. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sing along.
And all the clubs you get in.
Do it again.
You think I'm crying? I
anyway, I was doing it. I literally was like, wait, this is a kind of fun TikTok case. And I started seeing, I was like, wait, am I off? And then his face is so serious.
I know.
Yeah.
I sang along and I was like, am I tone deaf? I'm like, what's happening?
Like, I was like, comments.
And then I was like, oh, maybe he accidentally just hit like the wrong string or something. And I was like trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, small creator, you know, trying to get out there. I'm like, support him.
Small creator, please.
And then I was like, oh, he's messing with us.
And it goes like up a half note and then down.
And then I was trying to like make it work. Then I listened to it a couple times. But it changes so often that like I couldn't figure out. Anyway.
I don't know how he did that with a straight face because, again, it was just so, like, off the cuff, like, just made me laugh so hard. I was like, that was a good one.
I thought it was funny, too.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, those are my two musical comments.
Well, we're really excited today, you guys, because we are going to talk about our predictions for the year of 2025.
I'm so ready.
We've talked about kind of our New Year's resolutions. We've talked about ins or outs. And now it is time for us to tell you what we think is going to happen in 2025. Not that you care really about our opinion, but I know for myself personally, every once in a while, I feel like I have a good take on something. And so I'm really excited to hear what you guys have to say. And of course, as always, we don't know what each other is going to say. So these are your unfiltered, raw reactions to each other's predictions for 2025. And I think it's going to be really fun. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say.
I like these.
For me, I have kind of a funny one. I have funny ones, but then I also have like kind of a dead serious one that's just like, okay, you're being dramatic, but I feel very strongly about it. So,
okay.
Anyway, I don't know. I'll save it for last though.
Oh, actually, you saying that just reminded me of
one.
Okay. That's a little bit more serious.
Okay. Who wants to kick us off?
I would love to kick us off because I have one that I'm quite proud of.
Ooh, okay.
So I made these like, what, 2 weeks ago when we were talking about this? Mm-hmm. And so this was my prediction that Andrew Garfield, do you guys know who that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Andrew Garfield would be in a relationship with an older woman. I just sensed that for him.
Really?
I feel that for him. And recently he's been seen with Demi Moore.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yes.
That's so
I will
random.
Say, I did this like 2 weeks ago. And so.
Well, I'm proud of you.
It's happening a little bit. So thank you. Thank you. My senses are strong.
Okay.
Okay. Do you actually, do you want to do another one or you just like want
to? Oh, do we want a snake?
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with that, but.
I don't.
Okay, Kira, I'll let you go next so that you always know that you're in the middle. That'll help you.
Thank you. Thank you. That'll help
me.
Second. We've learned over two seasons. Is this our second season doing
this? No, this is our third. And you third do this
season.
Every time. You're always
sorry.
Like in our sixth season.
Time just flies so fast.
It's been forever.
And we just don't know how to snake.
Okay,
go. My 2025 prediction is it's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
Number one, if you've listened to a couple episodes in the past, we were talking about Justin Bieber. I do believe he's going to drop either a full album or EP.
This is one of mine too.
Mm-hmm. And then he is going to announce a tour. And I do think that's going to be his last tour before he hibernates and just is dad vibes.
Lives
and maybe
off
he
the
like
totally
correct. And maybe he does something different, he goes into the more producing or directing, he's still in the genre of
almost
celebrity.
John Bellion-esque.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes. Yeah. I could see him doing something like that, but
I
do think he's gonna drop.
John Bellion is dropping a new album.
I did.
He is? Why didn't I see that? When
he posted it on
Instagram
today of 6 years has been long enough.
Oh, I can't wait.
And
it
has.
And it has been. So anyways,
love a good John Bellion.
I wish I would have wrote that down as my prediction.
Dang it. You can't keep writing down predictions that actually happen. Then
yeah, Mare's predictions are just this happened.
I'm just a savant.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
really quickly before we move on to the next one, which is my turn, so I can take all the time I want. Yep. Did you guys see that Justin Bieber accidentally unfollowed Hailey Bieber for a really hot second?
Oh, yes, and he said that he got hacked.
Yes.
Also, did somebody actually hack him?
I don't know.
Maybe, but
he's been going around and unfollowing a ton of people. He unfollowed Usher. He unfollowed all of his team.
It's
Scooter
the Diddy
Braun.
Stuff.
I know.
I do. Okay. I can't speak too soon because I have.
Here's the thing.
In my list.
If he would you know how Taylor Swift re-released her albums once she detached from Scooter Braun's garbage.
Okay.
Justin Bieber. If he did that, he would have to change the key of all of his old songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, he's not gonna.
He can't
but
really
I think,
sing them anymore.
But I feel
I don't
like
think
they,
he would do that. But.
I also think they changed the law that you so that you can't really do a re-record like that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
Okay. So I'm going to totally change the vibe here. My first prediction for 2025, I think people are going to realize that not everyone looks good in gold jewelry. And here's why. Everybody was rediscovering gold. I'm going to say rediscovering in quotes. But what happened is a lot of people get into fads and they're like, yay, this is really exciting. This is good for me. But they're not looking at the undertones of their skin. And so some people, when they wear gold, it's like blinding. It's like, ow, I can see the gold on your face rather than really figuring out what type of silver or gold complements their skin tone. And gold has been predominantly taking over for the past 3 years, I would say, in jewelry.
Yeah.
And I think people are going to finally look in the mirror and they're going to say, do these gold chunky hoops actually look good on me? Or did I just buy into the gold hype? Now, Kira, as I'm saying this, like, I know, as I'm,
but I have a frown on my face because I'm like, I love gold.
I knew that I was going to have to like put a disclaimer out there, but again, this is my predictions. I can predict what I want.
Fine.
Yeah, but what I am saying is there's a lot of times that people are like, this is totally the thing right now, but it's like, it shouldn't be your thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I have a thought. Okay. So how do we feel? This is a slight tangent, but I mean, it corresponds. How do we feel about mixing metals? Because I do feel like that is like kind of in. Maybe it always has been. I don't know. I've never been a metal mixer myself.
I hate it.
But I have seen a lot of like rings, even engagement rings that maybe are not solid silver or gold or even like rose gold or something else, but like a combination.
I think.
Do we think that's a trend?
Mixing metals on rings is totally a trend because you want cohesiveness. We can't act like we don't want cohesiveness. And then it just becomes another like, oh, you're part of the halo circular cut genre of ring or the rose gold, the rose gold era. And then everyone knows when you got engaged and when you got married based off the way your ring looks. I think it's just another one of those things.
Yeah.
I think mixing metals has to be done very tastefully. I'm not against it personally, but it can't be like one of those stark golds that's like, look at my earrings and then look at my rings. I don't know. You know what I mean? It just has to be a little bit more subtle, but
I will say I've seen a lot more silver lately, so I think you're right.
Wait, so the prediction was that silver is making
it's I or no, that my prediction realize, is that people are going to realize that they need to look at it. You know, and I think there's I mean there's just been such a huge influx of gold in the past couple of years, but I think just because people want to also be into gold rather than like, oh, gold looks good on me.
Wait, what is your ring, Mare?
Mine's gold.
It is gold.
Yep. I'm a yellow gold gal. And I think it looks good with my skin tone.
I think feel it looks
like
great.
I'm like an autumn.
I've seen it on your body and it looks good.
Yeah, you have.
Kara, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, well, that's unfortunate because like at least 92.5% of my jewelry is gold.
No, yes, you're very warm.
I think so too. It is kind of just funny. Naturally, with changing my hair, I do feel like it looks different. Like today I wore this like camo top and I did do actually silver chunky hoops and I love the way that it looked.
And I think some people can actually do both. I'm not saying that that's not
maybe
possible.
Maybe I'm ambidextrous.
Some people can do both, but some people should not flirt with the other.
That's all. Okay.
Am I next?
Yeah. You're first.
Okay. I have, this one's kind of a hot take.
Okay.
And it probably won't happen, but I'm just going to say it. I think we're going to see something big happen in the Bachelor franchise that brings it crumbling to an end.
Good.
Interesting.
I'm actually okay with that. Wouldn't be mad.
When was the last time? I watched The Golden Bachelor. I will say I did enjoy that and The Golden Bachelorette. But those were the last times I've watched a season where I really enjoyed it. And I think they're just following the same...
It's the same algorithm. Playbook. Yeah.
It's the same playbook for the last like 40 years.
Yeah.
And it's like not, it's also a show that is not a, it's not super inclusive. There is no, it's very hetero. And just the way that our culture is turning, I think that show is going to get phased out.
Yeah. Mm. Or they're going to do it drastically different.
Yes.
They're going to lose the majority of the fan base.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Because we kind of saw that with some of the BLM stuff. They they like got rid of Chris. Oh, I forget his name.
I was going to say Olsen.
The host.
Why was I going to say Chris Pine? Chris.
So many Chris's That's came funny. To mind that
they
were
got
like,
rid of
literally
the
not
host
right.
Was.
Yeah,
they
because
like
of
canceled
the whole
him,
thing.
And then they lost a bunch of because they were losing viewers and they lost other viewers.
Yeah,
anyways,
whatever.
I think something's going to happen where it's finally going to be like, okay, we're done. But also. It's a huge money-making machine. So maybe not.
I don't know.
Honestly, but. You know what I think they could do is just do away with the regular season and focus on Bachelor in Paradise. I've never been one to really watch Bachelor in Paradise, but because the way I think viewership is going mm-hmm. is towards like a Love Island or like a Too Hot to Handle. Like they want to see the craziness of people like singles being thrown on an island. I don't Absolutely. Think they want to be like, you're in this mansion and yeah. you're going on dates. Like I do think it's just like yeah. viewership has gone down well, and they've tried
it's
to
just been
do
done
exciting things.
Over
it's been done
and over and over. You can only go
the
on
drama
so many,
is
like,
the
crazy
same
dates.
Every season.
Yeah.
You could have like a bingo card and you know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. You're like, oh, you're yeah. going to go on a hot air balloon because you said you were afraid of heights.
Oh, you're going to feel really secure in the relationship and the next day have a whole montage of walking
Correct.
On the beach being sad yeah. because mm-hmm. you're questioning. Like, that's
Correct.
Boring. Give me something else.
Mm-hmm. And I used to be a big Bachelor girly. I just haven't watched in the last couple years. Like, I know of the people that, like, win and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, as a whole, like even my own self, I'm like, nothing really is drawing me. And the guy that mm-hmm. is the new Bachelor,
don't
I don't know
who
that
is.
Is.
The last
so,
I watched was Gabby and Rachel when they did the double.
Okay.
And that was like three, yeah. 4 years
See, and
that ago.
Was
yeah,
them
that
trying
was the
to
last
be like
one I watched
something
too.
Different.
That's and yeah. it was, I mean, it was really fun and it was new mm-hmm. And it was exciting, but then like, then it didn't even work out in the end. No. And so then it was just kind of like, well,
yeah,
that was just a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh no.
That
okay.
was a good, that's a good take.
It was a good take. Okay, mine is around Ariana Grande. I think
Ooh,
that
I'm excited.
This year she is either, maybe it's both and, going okay. to come out with some kind of a stripped album. Like, I think she's kind of tapping into this, like, new part of her, like, vocal range.
Well,
like, she's just,
she's
almost it's always
returning.
Been there.
It's almost returning.
I was
going to
say, it's always been
it,
there.
Yeah.
But, like, she... like her musicality, everything with Wicked. But then I had like a sub part. So I said Ariana Grande stripped album post Wicked. And then I said, perhaps Ariana Grande comes out. Maybe Ooh. She is comes out as bi or okay. lesbian. Not really sure.
Interesting.
To be honest.
Okay.
But
sorry,
I do
Bach.
Think she's sorry.
Sorry, Bach.
I think she's had a whole lot of, you know, guys, we have yeah. What is that song that she talks about?
Thank You Next.
Yes. Thank You Next. And I do think that maybe there's going to be a woman in her near
oh,
future.
Wow.
I saw the way that her and
Cynthia
were chatting it up. And
they
I was
did
like,
spend a lot of time together.
They had some kind of tension. I don't know what the tension was, if it was sexual or not. But there was something That's there that funny. I'm like, I could see her coming out this year.
Interesting.
That's funny.
Okay.
See, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to butt in because I sure. had one that was Ariana and Ethan take another step in their relationship.
Oh, really? Oh,
well,
I was actually
get engaged or...
I was thinking that was going backwards. I thought they're going to break up.
Oh, okay.
Dang, well, so we all had
what?
Something about Ariana?
One of these things is going to happen.
No, I just thought that went
That's
in my
the
head.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
So either she's getting engaged to Ethan, she's
breaking
talking
up.
To a girl,
yeah.
breaking up
Dating
in a single,
a girl,
and
yeah.
like banging an album. Honestly, no matter what, I think an album
yeah.
because it's been a
momentum.
Minute
mm-hmm.
and her yeah. love life has mm-hmm. momentum. Which direction? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. I'm curious to see.
Okay. So one of my predictions for 2025 is eyeshadow is coming back. I think we're not over it. I think it's still going to be around for a little bit, the clean girl aesthetic. But I think people want to wear less product like foundation on their face, less contour. And I think they want to put a little bit more excitement into their makeup without having to like full beat down the whole face. And I think they want to slap on a little bit of eyeshadow. I still think it's going to be simplistic. We're not going back to 2016 with like these massive
like cut crease.
Really?
What are you watching?
I was at my list and then I took a video of Mare doing that, like that real
oh.
and then it was in the
okay.
background. Sorry.
Okay, you're excused.
Sorry. Mary.
But I think that people want to go back to like the light shimmers and just really, really simple, but like you can tell that people are starting to wear eyeshadow again. Mm-hmm. And maybe you never stopped wearing eyeshadow.
Do people not wear eyeshadow? I was gonna say I definitely
no,
still
there's
do.
There's a ton of people that don't wear eyeshadow. Like at
oh.
all. And like what palettes
you,
aren't
I
really
do.
A thing anymore.
How do your eyes stand out?
People curl their lashes don't. And they just put on mascara.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm not wearing like anything dark, but
right.
I definitely am.
Right. But there's
a little,
I would say the whole like generation coming up now from like 16 to 25, I would say mm-hmm. never wear eyeshadow.
OMG.
They're and
they're never going to know what ColourPop is.
Exactly.
No.
Well, they know their lip combo. They know ColourPop's lip liner, but they don't know anything about their palettes. So I think people are going to start dipping their toes into eyeshadow, specifically like those small minimal like palettes that we used to get from like Walmart back in the day that like showed you how to put on eyeshadow.
I think you buy this for green eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that kind of stuff is going to come back in, but it's just going to be really simple. And it like, but people are ready for a new makeup aesthetic rather than just like the clean girl.
Hmm. Yeah.
So anyway.
Messy girl. Ramrod like girl that. Aesthetic.
Ramrod girl. Mm-hmm.
That's for you.
Okay. Next. This is my last one.
Okay.
I think Kylie and Timothy are
They're going to break up.
Oh no.
Oh wait, I have two alternatives. What do you have? I have another one.
I just say like they're gonna take a step. I don't know if that means like
why is it always taking a step? I need specific. I want a specific. I have either get engaged or pregnant. That's what I have about that.
I would of those two, I'm feeling baby.
Really?
I'm feeling baby.
I mean,
too.
Kylie does like to get knocked up.
She loves being a baby mama.
I don't know. She, I mean,
she if she don't love kids. It, she got to do something else.
She has two kids.
She's going to keep happening. I know. It's true. It's true.
Can you imagine?
One whitest of white babies.
Just a mousy baby.
It's the first like white kid basically in the family. The
first white kid of the family.
In the family? Yeah.
No, it would be.
Wow. Also, how do you actually pronounce his name? Isn't like Timotei or Timothy?
Yeah.
It's something
French,
weird.
Something super Frenchy.
Which, speaking of him, I just watched the SNL one that he hosted.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I did skip past the musical part because I was like, what do you mean you're doing all these Bob Dylan covers? Skipped it.
Yeah, he
I don't know how it was, but was maybe it was good.
I didn't really see both. That's interesting. Is he
the episode was pretty good?
No.
Okay.
He did make a joke about it, and it had been a while.
I saw the joke, and I thought that it was actually a joke because it was a joke.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, he did Willy Wonka the musical, and now he's like a musician all of a sudden. I don't know. I don't look at him that way. I think of him as an actor.
Me neither. So that was one of my sub ones as well, but I do have another one. My final one is, you know that Trump wants to pretty put out. Wait, don't say it. Okay, I don't know if we do have the same one, but okay, this is what mine is. I say we find out some crazy news about the JFK assassination.
Literally have that too.
Because,
literally have that too.
No way. Okay. Because like I said, Trump's like pretty much putting out all of these like documents about
and
assassinations
MLK.
Of tons
and
of people.
And MLK too.
And MLK. I think we're going to get some crazy news about that.
Too.
There is a song about MLK
and
like an affair that he had. And I want to know if it's accurate or not.
Me too.
But I don't really want to dip my toes in that. I'm curious.
Because I'm scared of that.
Me neither.
Let's talk about JFK.
Me too.
JFK all day.
Me too. But JFK. And that's literally all I have. But I do think something is going to come out about that assassination that we have been believing a lie for so many decades. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come out about, I mean, I do think it was an
inside
job.
And that's literally
job.
What like, I wrote word for word. I wrote that word for word. We're going to reveal that it was an inside job, the files that get released.
Okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we're on the same page. And I don't even predict that. I feel like I know that's coming. You know what I mean?
You know that the
truth
is going
to come out. It's just a matter of time.
That's okay, wait. So what are the ones that you had about all the documents?
Me?
Did you just have the same thing?
No, we had the exact same thing.
But I
did add another one because I wanted to and that worked out. So here's my final prediction for 2025. Jay-Z's gonna get arrested.
Ooh.
Wait, who? Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay-Z's gonna get arrested.
Okay.
Jay-Z and Diddy are best friends.
Yeah.
And throughout all of this, Jay-Z has completely acted like they have had no affiliation with each other, that they are not bros, that they're just like, oh no, we're just like business partners occasionally, time to time, and we'll run into each other. That's just not true. And there was a whole lawsuit that came out and Jay-Z wrote this like whole rebuttalment statement and it just didn't make any sense. And he has no way to actually like rebuttal what the lawsuit was. So Jay-Z's going down because him and Diddy are definitely partners.
I believe that.
Totally.
And I think some crazy stuff is going to happen with Beyonce as an offshoot of that. But Jay-Z is the main guy that we are going to see get arrested in 2025.
What remind me the name of the girl who whistle blew all of this? Who started
Cassie?
Cassie?
Well, Kim Porter was Diddy's like initial girlfriend.
Kim Porter, yeah.
But
yes.
She died in 2018. But yes. Cassie is the one who really got all this ball rolling with her most recent one. That came out in 2024. And then
I think
the video
came out. We
need
to be speaking these names more and giving them credit.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's true. Yeah.
And then the video came out of Diddy assaulting Cassie.
Yes, 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 yes.
In a towel.
Yeah, that video was kind of hard to watch. That's
that
crazy.
That one is a hard watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I also heard some crazy stuff about the Diddy parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just like insane things, like even beyond, like just. On TikTok, it's like, no, this is what I've seen. And again, I'm like, I don't know if that's accurate. But crazy stuff that I'm like, how are they already making?
Oh, documentary just came out on Peacock this week. I need to make sure that I sit down and watch it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Duh.
Okay, let's all watch it at the same time. Then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Because I
am
so intrigued.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Okay.
Okay. Mayor brings down the mood.
Okay.
For today.
Oh, hard left.
Hard left. Okay, it's a would you rather. And this one was a tough would you rather.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
wear plaid Bermuda shorts always the rest of your life?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
And you know the Bermuda shorts I'm talking about.
No, I know
ones
exactly.
We all wore in seventh grade.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, we all wore them.
Mm-hmm. Would
I
you
didn't,
rather?
I didn't, but yeah, I know.
Okay, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather wear those all the time forever and ever?
Okay.
And you can't wear anything over them. Like, you're wearing them and people are seeing them. Or in every drink you drink, there are 3 drops of your enemy's pee. Your least favorite person on this earth, their pee. 3 drops of it in every drink you drink.
3 drops of pee, hands down.
3 drops of pee.
I'm not wearing those shorts. Absolutely not.
Wait. So it's every day?
Every day
drink.
The shorts.
Every drink.
Or every day.
For the shorts.
Or every drink.
Both is like, every day.
Every day, the shorts. Every day. I have to go pee as well.
I'm drinking pee because it's
honestly,
sterile.
Honestly,
that's
crazy, but
care.
I think I have to go pee.
I'm not wearing those shorts. And also, it's such an awkward length. I don't want people to see my knee chub. Just the tip of my knee. I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that. So
unless
drinking.
You like hide it with like maxi skirts and
infinity
scarves.
No,
you
can't.
Hide
it
in
2014.
You have to wear it. Oh, sorry.
People
dang
have to
it.
See it.
Sorry. Okay.
So no, I'm drinking pee. I'm not wearing.
No.
I'm not wearing those shorts. I didn't wear them then. Nope. I'm not going to start now.
I've already drank Mare's pee and we're enemies. So
also,
I've already done that.
I said that pee is sterile, right? Did I already say that?
You
well,
did say that.
I'm restating it because it's true.
It's sterile and I like the taste. And that's a movie quote from Dodgeball. That's not from my brain, everyone. I don't like
Kara, Dodgeball?
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball. I know that quote. That is a quote in there.
Yes, it actually is. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Good job.
That was fun, you guys.
That was probably like a 33-minute episode. So.
Yeah, sorry, guys, but we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you more next week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tune in next week. But,
Yes, we drop episodes every Wednesday. You can follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. Email us at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Actually, I kind of want to drag this on because I know how much you love it when we drop. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
How about each of you say exactly what I just said again?
Oh, did you say that we had an Instagram? Did you say
I
that?
Did say we
Oh, answer. Okay. I wasn't sure.
Wait, so
ooh,
3 drops of pee. When you
should
say
we do the
that.
Bit where.
What do you mean?
Do you mean
do
the bit where we
drop.
Talk about Facebook, but then no one ever follows
okay,
our Facebook?
Here's the thing, like, you guys. I looked recently. We have 3 likes, and I'm pretty sure it's the 3 of us. So Facebook is getting 0 love.
No.
Not that it needs
Kara,
more love.
Kara, last week we said we're not going to bring it up this. Anymore.
Well,
we
I know, but
week.
I was like,
we talk about our 3 followers.
Again.
Oh, I know. I'm doing a bit.
Okay,
gosh, okay. Good night.
Wait, she did the bit and we didn't realize
you're
that
a really good actress.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so proud
I've been
of
told.
You.
Are you Carissa?
I defy you. Thank you. I
anyway,
was like, Carissa,
okay, now we got
like
this.
My sister.
Now we actually
okay, yeah, whatever. Okay, bye. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.